This story begins on June 12th, right in front of St. Michael's Cathedral. A group of volunteers trying to revitalize Sitka's downtown got permission from the police department to block off part of Lincoln Street. The new Archangel dancers performed, and some artists and merchants put their wares on display on tables. But not everyone was excited about the plan. Motorists complained about the detour. Some residents said they were not adequately warned about the closure, and some business owners outside those closed areas said traffic was diverted away from their storefronts. So, a few days later, the city said stop and suspended the closures until the assembly could talk about it, which brings us to Tuesday night.
Can I get a show of hands of how many people expect to come up and speak?
About 7 people took Mayor Mim McConnell up on her offer. Rich McClear was one of them.
Advocates for pedestrian or walk-friendly communities say that a sidewalk has to have 3 zones.
One zone close to the buildings for chairs and benches and window shopping. Another zone for traveling, walkers, wheelchairs, etc. And a third zone for garbage cans and light poles and the things you need on a street.
It's impossible to get those 3 zones on the sidewalks in Sitka right now. It's just impossible. And without having that first zone close to the window shopping, I think it impedes the ability of people to look at stuff and buy things, to spend time pondering without blocking traffic.
McClear said he favored the closure because it meant more room for everybody. He also suggested closing the street only to parking instead of traffic altogether. Resident John Welsh also testified. He said he knew the plan wasn't perfect.
But it brings the community to the downtown. It possibly creates business. It makes it more exciting downtown. And what I saw was very favorable and positive. So I would ask you all to support it or continue experimenting with it, not completely shut it down. So.
On the other hand, Sitka Lutheran Church pastor Sandra Rudd said her congregation has concerns about access to the church, especially for worship services, weddings, and funerals.
Worship services and weddings are pretty predictable. Funeral services are not. I would hate to have to say to a grieving family, I'm sorry we can't have the service on the day you'd like because the street's closed.
Mary Stevenson said she wanted more clarity in the plan. What happens after the trial period?
Also, what is the success? What are we measuring the success or the failure of this? It's a success in the 1 and 200 block for the merchants, but it's a failure in the 3 and 400 block because they got totally cut off.
Then it was the assembly's turn. Tor Christensen.
I think it was worth a try. All things being equal, I'd probably be willing to try it again, but there seems to be a lot of heartache about it, so yeah, we should probably figure it out for next year a little better. But.
And Matt Hunter.
It could work. I think it's worth giving it one more try, and that's the way that you improve something is you try it and you recognize parts that failed and parts that succeeded, and then you adjust and you try again.
And?
I like the idea of it being closed permanently. So, you know, that's the extreme I come from.
Phyllis Hackett.
But, you know, I'm not really talking about me. I think that I have gotten a lot of comment on this, and I can say it's pretty well 50-50 of people liking it and people not liking it, and that's fine.
Eventually, the assembly voted to uphold the suspension of the street closures, at least for the Downtown Revitalization Group's particular effort. Doug Osborne, one of the leaders of the Downtown Revitalization Campaign, said there are other ideas to help Sitka.
I don't know that the group is married to any particular idea of how this revitalization looks, but the one thing I do think is that the group is very interested in trying ideas and very interested in looking at how we can make improvements downtown. Because one thing I think that there would be consensus is that the status quo in our downtown was not working and that improvements needed to be made.
Hackett and Hunter voted to continue the street closures. Pete Esquiro, McConnell, Christensen, and Mike Reif voted to end them for 2013. Michelle Putz was absent. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.